This is Tanya Lynn with the Sistership Circle podcast. From spirituality, sexuality, and sisterhood to business, relationships, contribution, and creativity, the Sistership Circle podcast introduces a new model of feminine leadership where women get real and vulnerable about it all. Tune in for authentic advice that will empower you to be bold, beautiful, and brilliant as your true self.
Welcome, sisters, to the Sistership Circle podcast. I'm Tanya Lynn, and today I have a very special guest, Adria DeCourt. And this is a really great conversation that we're going to have because what I found is a lot of women who are listening out there who are starting their businesses, coaches, healers, circle leaders, you have the big question of how do I get more women to buy my services or show up at my circles? And that is actually what Adria is an expert at. So let me tell you a little bit about her. She's a message clarity coach, helping women coaches uncover the marketing message that lights them up and communicates the value in their work so they can start calling in their people. A TEDx speaker and former architect turned plant ecologist. Wow, that's a story that maybe we can even find out a little bit about. She is the creator of the program Get Clear, Get Clients, and host of the Unforgettable podcast. Her expert advice has been featured on the Huffington Post, the Fox Morning News, Las Vegas, and over 40 interviews. When she's not writing on her laptop at her local coffee shop, she can be found hiking around Vegas with her guy and their puppy child, Lexi the Doberman. I love that. Welcome, Adria. I'm really excited to have you on where we get to talk about messaging as well as sisterhood and just dive in into some really juicy conversations. So glad to have you.
I'm so excited for this conversation, Tanya. So excited.
Okay, so we got to start with this. You were an ecologist. Can you just give us a little like small snippet of your journey to where you are now? Because everyone's probably thinking like, it's so fascinating how people end up where they're at and what they were before their current life. So I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, I know exactly. Like if I were to go back to the beginning, and I would never ever have imagined where I would end up. So it seems so weird when you look back, but all the pieces led me to this point. You know, I'm a huge believer in evolution and kind of using every part of your past in what you're doing right now. And kind of like, those are what make you uniquely positioned to do your work in the world and kind of have there's your unique voice, you know? And so for me, I started out working in the field of architecture. I got a degree in architecture. I still absolutely love things like the user experience. So how is someone moving through a space? How are you creating their experience? And I bring that into my work now because I'm thinking of, you know, how is your communication influencing someone? How are they seeing your brand? How are you showing up? How are you calling in the right people, right? And so what's consistently happened through my journey has been that I've felt like the need to evolve into the next phase or the next step, and that where I'm at that moment isn't quite in alignment. And so that's how these different kind of pivots in my career have happened, where I was in the architecture world. I loved a lot of things about it. It wasn't the right work for me. I started getting passionate on the side about plants and botany and nature, and I'm always passionate about nature, and then started working on my degree, my master's in environmental science and plant ecology. And it's just like this unraveling, you know? And then while I was doing that, I worked for a lot of years for the government doing like natural resources work, heading up like restoration projects and doing work that felt really meaningful. But there was like a part of me that didn't feel creatively expressed. And there was also a part of me that was just like craving sisterhood and craving like this more feminine expression, because I was in just a very rigid field. All my coworkers were men, and not just men, but like wildland firefighters, like just very masculine, very just not what I needed around me at that time. And so that's when kind of this next calling of like evolving into, okay, what could this be? And that ended up being on the side me creating a website and a blog and a business around wellness, which then kind of ended up evolving into the work I do now. When I ended up doing my TEDx talk and starting my first podcast and realizing like what I really love is the messaging part. What I really love is getting to the core of what is the idea here and how do I communicate in a way that's going to land for people and move them to action. And so, yeah, it's just this like pulling out like what's the next level of alignment and how do I step into that and how do I move to the next one and the next one. And that's really been what's consistent in my journey. And honestly, something that a lot of my clients come to me with, like this multi-passionate nature or this sense that I have all these pieces of my past and I want to tie them together in some way. I know there's people that I want to call in, people I want to serve or to support or, you know, whatever it may be. And I don't know how to use all these, these past pieces and like put them together into like, what is my voice and my message and how am I going to support people or who is it that I want to support?
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that and your evolution, because I agree that when we connect the dots of our life, like we see how everything leads to something, and it's really important that we integrate and we don't kind of push these things away from our past of like, oh, I'm not Ben anymore, but how do I actually integrate that? Because it makes me who I am. And those are strengths that can make us stronger in the work that we do now. So thank you for sharing your journey as an example of that.
Integration, that's such a good word. Yes. Move it.
Yeah, so we met at a retreat, and the point that we met around was that when you were telling me what you do, I'm like, wait, I naturally do that. I naturally attract women to what I'm doing. And you actually teach how I do what I do naturally. And I was like, huh, I want to learn more. I'm like, actually, how do you talk about that? Because sometimes when something's just so innate and natural for you, you don't really know the steps of what you do to teach others. And so I was very curious about the work that you do. And one of the things that you're kind of a master at is creating connection when you're not actually physically in a room with someone. And that is a big piece for so many women who are building their businesses, whether it's coaching or healing practice or circles, and you want to be online, how do you develop that connection? So I'd love for us to start there. How do you do that? And what are some of the little tips and tricks that perhaps you can share with everyone today?
Yeah, I love that we're talking about this, because I feel like the first piece of this is just realizing that like when we're talking about creating connection, like online or when you're not in the room, really essentially it's like this idea that when you're showing up as yourself and you want to call people into your circle or your business or whatever it is, it's essentially all marketing and all attraction is about like conversations, right? And it's about like connection and people feeling connected to you and connected to what your message is and what you're saying and resonating on a certain level, knowing that you are the one for them, right? It's like that calling in of people through how you're showing up and what you're saying and what your messaging is. So when I think of like creating connection, even when you're not, you know, in a circle with someone or when you're not face to face or on the phone, like that's what I'm thinking of is okay. how do we begin to say the things that are going to land for our people? And I know, Tanya, you and I had this conversation about like, it's not just calling in anyone, right? It's calling in your people. So you have certain people that you want to work with or certain people you want to support. And chances are like, you kind of have a knowing of who they are, but a lot of times we don't fully define that. And I think that's one of the biggest barriers that stops us from creating that connection that allows us to call those people in. And so one of the first things that I have my own clients do and my ladies in my group program do is to get super, super clear on who their people actually are. And this is not like demographics. Demographics help, you know, is it a woman? Well, obviously we're talking mostly about women, right? But like, you know, what age group or what economic class, like those are, you know, great, but it's like on a deeper level. If being inside her head, like what does she struggle with? What does she wake up worried about? What's keeping her up at night? What is she like? How is this showing up in her work? How is this showing up in her personal life with her family? What is she like really excited about? What does she wish would shift or change in her life? Like starting to get inside her brain and step in her shoes. And so, and I think you make a great point about like, for you, this is just kind of very natural and you're naturally kind of attracting the right people in your world. And one of the things that I've found is that for like a lot, like I work with a lot of coaches, a lot of women coaches, and for a lot of us, it isn't like for a lot of people, working like your craft, like when you get people in the room with you or in the virtual room with you or however you work with them, you're amazing at doing the things you need to do to lead, to transform, to shift things. But a lot of times that doesn't translate to like quote unquote marketing and seeing the things online that create those connections. So it can be really valuable to start with getting so clear on your people. And then the second piece is really to shape it, like to take that clarity you have and shape it into communication that actually connects with those people. So this is something that most often gets missed. And that's usually the point that people come to me at is when you feel like what you're saying isn't landing and you feel like you keep calling in the wrong people, or you feel like you're putting things out there and it just like nobody seems to get it, nobody seems to value it. And so my biggest advice there is now that you have this deep level of clarity, being able to have that sense of taking your expert hat off and setting it to the side and being able to kind of dive in and use the words that your people would use and the phrases and be really simple, like clear over clever, and just say what it is. And oftentimes that helps create more connection almost immediately, because like you need the understanding of your people, and then you need to shape things in a way in a way that it's going to land for them in the language that lands, versus something that might be really flowery or really poetic or ambiguous. Like saying the things that they're thinking in their brain, so like that's a powerful way for them to listen to what you're saying and to know that you're talking to them. And so these are a couple of pieces like that seem so simple, but they're just not things that we always tend to do. Yep. And this creates that depth and that richer level of connection versus just surface level and feeling generic and feeling like nobody's listening and nobody feels like you're talking to them. Like this like sinks it in deeper.
Yeah. Can I translate this to myself?
Oh yeah, please. Yeah.
So it's like what I'm really like the piece here is it's real and it's personal. And this is, I think, you know, I'm very good at this. There's this tendency for women to think that, oh, I just want to serve everyone. And it's like, no, you're not here to serve everyone. And I've gotten really clear. And that's the thing that people say is like, Tanya, you attract the most awesome women to everything that you do. And I'm like, yeah. And I'm very clear on who I'm calling in and who specifically what they want. And so then what I do there, so it's like, I'm clear on who I'm serving, like you said, and what they desire and what they want. And I'm then able to tune into their needs and respond and talk to those needs. And that's what you just said, right? Like, actually get into their head. What are they struggling with? And I'm naturally really good at like seeing the problem. And sometimes that can be like, yeah, I'm maybe a little bit critical. I'm self-critical because I'm more focused sometimes on the problem or the glass is half empty than the glass is half full in a sense, right? But I'm then able to respond and provide a solution and speak into how to support someone with that, getting that need met. And that I've always run my business that way. And then the last piece is then I'm able to speak in a way that's landing because it's real, it's personal. And then I would also add that I'm able to then be myself. I'm not trying to like be clever with my words. I'm just, because that's the other thing is people are like, oh, you're so real. So then coupling those two of, I'm just having a dialogue with one person in my communication, which is exactly what you're saying. I'm not talking to the masses from the stage, but that can reach more than just one. Because more than one women have that same need or fit that same woman or type in a way, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. My gosh. I love everything you just said because that's exactly it. That, you know, this is about, because that's one of the things that comes up that I end up talking about a lot on my own podcast is this idea of like, how do you show up as just genuine, your real self when you are being online and you are being the face of your brand and you are building something and calling in your people. And it's totally true that when you have this clarity on who this person is and you're able to let that clarity then direct, like being able to talk directly to their problem, directly to like what they're going through, how they're feeling, like you, it's like you were laser in on connection with them, and then you can just show, like, you don't have to try to do anything. You're speaking to that, you get it, and you probably likely based on, you know, usually we end up supporting with something that we've experienced ourselves or that's like true to our heart. So suddenly there's this more clarity on what to say and what to start talking about and different topics, or like it opens up this whole wardrobe, I guess, of different things, because, and they're all true to you and they're all you. And this just kind of gets us out of this whole strategic feeling and into kind of just being authentic and being real and saying the things that matter. And I want to speak to another thing you said, because you were mentioning at the beginning of when you were sharing, like one of the biggest fears that a lot of my clients have when we start working together is a fear of niching down. The fear of like honing, getting specific and leaving anyone out. Cause they're like, well, I could help everyone with what I do, but, and it's a resistance. It's a very real fear, a very real resistance. And so I definitely don't want to diminish that. But I also want to say like, there is so much power that in being able to hone in so that you can like finally be speaking to your person and create that connection and that depth and that realness that you can't have when you're trying to still cater to everyone and then you're keeping it broad and then you're keeping it generic and then you're keeping it not connected and not real and not with no depth. Yeah. And so like there's just so much power when you start, and likely even if you're one of those people who feels like, well, I don't want to leave anyone out, likely you haven't really realized it yet, but likely you do have a specific person that you enjoy working with, you enjoy having in your circle, that you like having in your life, and you just haven't defined that person yet. So likely you probably actually have much more of a niche than you realize already.
Yeah. And I love that. And the key word is then you're catering to people, you're accommodating others. Mm-hmm. Instead of staying true to yourself. And as soon I found every single time that I start worrying and catering and accommodating everyone else, it's total mayhem, total chaos. I'm swirling in my head, which means I'm out of my body. and I'm not of service to anyone.
Yeah.
So, and what I found too is for myself, when I made this pivot of like, I'm helping women to lead women's circles, that's a very, very tiny niche in a way, right?
Yeah.
Like women's circles. And most people are like, what the heck is a women's circle? And I'm having more impact in actually getting so super clear. And I'm actually reaching more women as a result of like getting really narrow and really focused. So I've increased my income, my impact, the amount of women that I'm serving, it's just continuing to build. And so it just goes to show that what you're saying is just so spot on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so powerful. And yeah, I think you're a great example of this power when you kind of step into that and then own it and then allow, you know, what's going to come out of that to start to flow.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Oh, so good. I love to transition us to, you know, because we both work with women. And one of the connections that we have from the past is my old organization, Tribal Truth. So I'd love for us to talk a little bit about sisterhood. Were you at the original Tribal Truth Las Vegas launch party?
No, I was not. Okay. It came in a couple years later, I believe.
Yeah. Okay. So for those of you who don't know, so before Sistership Circle, my evolution, my previous life, former life was Tribal Truth. And so I was helping women to create these tribes in different areas. And Jess Tomlinson created the Las Vegas tribe. And so Adria was actually part of that group and was part of the sisterhood there. And so that's the way that we got introduced at this retreat from Jess, who was there as well, Adria was part of Tribal Truth. Oh my God. So I'd love to hear from you. You know, just how experience was for you, how it has impacted you. And yeah, I mean, this is my favorite topic. So.
Yeah. And funny, you should mention Jess. She's actually coming tonight to stay with me for the weekend. So top of mind. So I came to that sister circle. I originally had met Jess through a mutual friend, which I don't know, you may know, Alexia Vernon. And so Lex and I had done work with Lex, and then she had recommended me to speak at an event of Jess's. And when Jess and I first met, like, I immediately felt like this connection, and she invited me because at that point in my life, like, that was when I was only a couple years out of coming out of my career in plant ecology, where I'd just been surrounded by men and I was craving like these female connections. And I'd always been more comfortable with male friends. Like, I had a hard time having like deep, real connections with girlfriends. And so I just had a lot more guy friends. And I was just craving it, but I didn't know how to do it. Like, I was like, I want it and I don't know how to get it. And so that at that point is when she kind of invited me in to to come to a meeting. And then I ended up joining, and immediately it just felt so amazing. I think the first meeting I went to, like at least one person cried. And I think I cried, and I was just like, what is this place? But it felt so good. And then I just kind of became a fixture, going to like every meeting. We were having monthly meetings, and and it just became like a part of my life. And like the ladies in that became my sisters, and then I invited other people to join, and it just kind of grew. And then a few years later, when Jess moved, then she invited me to take it over and lead it for a while, and so I feel like honestly that being in that circle was a huge part of what brought female friendship and sisterhood back into my life and gave me a lot of experience with knowing how to do relationship with other women.
Yeah. And what are some of the things that you've learned about that? Like, how to do relationship with other women?
Yeah, it's such a good question. This is so top of mind for me because I was telling you before we recorded, like I literally just released an episode of my podcast yesterday on sisterhood, not as an expert on the topic, but more as a like, this is what I've learned in my own non-perfect experience. And knowing that, like, realizing that so many of my people crave it too, because I work with a lot of women coaches and I run group programs for them. And even though the focus of our groups is messaging, is like all these things we've been talking about, right? Even though the focus is getting that clarity and putting it into communication, a lot of times it's a really intimate group, less than 10 women. And a lot of times when it ends up happening at the end, is that a lot of the feedback I get is about how wonderful it was to be going through this experience with other women and other women coaches and to feel not alone and to get other their feedback and to kind of be in that container. And so I just feel like it's, for me, I think that that's what I learned from being in Circle is that just having that space where you are, because I've had so many different experiences of that type of thing since then, like different, you know, mastermind groups I've been in or programs around women's leadership where it's a small group of women. And there, I feel like there's just a lot of magic that happens in that container and so much elevation that comes with other women coming together. I mean, if we're talking about female relationships, I feel like there's been so much I've learned because it's been quite a journey for me because it like has not been natural for me. And so I think some of the aspects of just, honestly, it's so connected back to what we were talking about at the beginning of this conversation of creating connection, that it's so connected to that of like being able to be real and show yourself and set that example, like be almost the role model for everyone else. Like I've noticed that when I lead things with, you know, I lead things with women is that I want to show up the way I want them to show up. And if I'm closed off, then it doesn't give them permission to open up either.
This is so synergistic with your work. In the more that you reveal yourself and the more that you're witnessed in Circle and in sisterhood, the easier it is for you to be yourself and attract the people who you're here, you're meant to serve on this planet.
Right. And that's so true because to be honest, this past year, like at the beginning of 2018, I was kind of going through this realignment in my brand and it's something that continually happens. It's kind of that whole evolution we talked about, like it's going to keep happening. And so I was going through this realignment and shifting a lot of things about how I did business and how I was showing up and what my message was, because I found that the year before I had gotten really burnt out in trying to be more strategic and trying to kind of say the things that I felt I needed to be saying in my marketing or in how I was showing up. And so I was like doing this whole stripping down last year of, okay, like, let me get back to like, what do I want to say? I want to say things that matter. Okay. Who do I want to connect with? These are the people I want to, just like going through this whole thing and this just full deep level realignment in my message and my brand. And I found that I was starting to just share more of what really mattered to me and say things that like do podcast episodes that maybe were a little bit different and weren't perfectly how I thought I should be, but they were a topic that felt like it mattered a lot. And and then show up more on my podcast and share more about myself and be more present on Instagram and share stories of behind the scenes and just say things that I felt inspired to say and do Instagram posts about things that I was inspired to share about. And just like everything that I was saying, it was always this filter of like, is this something that matters to me, to others? And does this light me up to say? Versus am I saying because I feel like I'm supposed to? And so that was like a lot of what happened last year. And the result was calling in more and more people to me. It was, you know, I started calling in my people. Like I would go, I mean, I went on at least 16 different trips last year, just a lot of travel. It's like become, it's like an important focus for me. And even though I was away and I was unplugged or I was just, you know, not at my office or whatever it was so frequently, I would come back consistently to calls booked with people who wanted to explore working together. And it was because I was, one, so clear on who my people were and what was going on for them and so clear on my messaging, like how did I translate that? And because I was showing up as me and saying the things that mattered to me. And it was like this whole combination of all these different things that I feel like led to me calling in those people. And it is all coming back to exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm really hearing that it was like you had to embody your work. And so this was a readjustment, realignment, so that you were really embodying your work and walking your walk and doing your own work on yourself, because that's what happens. We evolve. Who we might have been serving in the past might not feel fully in alignment, and we have to kind of readjust and realign with now we're new people, right? Like we've grown and evolved and developed. And so as we grow and develop, we might be serving different people through that process. So
totally.
Yeah. And I love for us to kind of wrap up on this piece of travel, because I think that this is great of like, yeah, we have to really embody our work and stay true to ourselves. And one of the biggest things I think with feminine leadership is like really leading from your desires. And like you just said, you know, intention, one of your biggest intentions is travel. And I know that a lot of women wish that they could, you know, it's kind of this dream for many people of like, yeah, how could I run a business and have the freedom to travel? And, you know, and so that's one of the things that you're creating and navigating is how do you hold both? How do you hold the consistency of a business and the ungroundedness in a way of traveling to different places, right? So, yeah, how tell me more about this intention.
6 years ago when I left my career and stepped into full-time entrepreneurship, I actually started with a 2.5 month road trip. But I was working while I was doing it. I was blogging and it was crazy. But that's kind of been part of my intention this whole time is like, how do I have this sense of being free and sense of exploration. Like for me, it's like creating experiences and having adventures and exploring and also have that consistency where I'm building something and I'm creating that connection that is continuing to happen with my people. So this last year, I feel like was really a great test to it because like, yeah, I just have embraced, and it's not like all my travel was planned out like in January. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go on, you know, 20 trips this year. Like, where are they going to be? It's just more of like a being open to if something comes up that I can do that. And I did not used to be that person. Like there was a time when if I had to travel, it was like such a big inconvenience and everything had to be so structured and scheduled. And so I think this has been part of my like willingness to be open and to step into whatever comes up. And so yeah, this past year, my boyfriend and I went to Malta and London, visited one of my college best friends. And we just got back actually this week from Paris for New Year's. We backpacked the Grand Canyon. and just did so many different little things. But what I feel like really worked synergistically for me as being an entrepreneur was that each of these things was fuel, and that each of these things was like something I could talk about and share a real experience with my people, that each of them was like creative kindling for me and inspiration, and that realizing about myself that I'm someone who actually, I'm a slow processor, but I actually thrive when I have stimulation. And so this like kept me like excited and engaged and kind of fired up about things. And so I've already, like this year, I'm already looking at it and I feel like I already have a lot of stuff planned. Like without intentionally doing it, just with opportunities coming in and just how it feels, it's probably going to be similar again. And one of the things that happened last year is that within all of this, I actually felt like I was more effortlessly calling in my people than I ever have before, even while this was happening.
Yeah.
You were and I feel like part of that is that alignment, yep, and your messaging. And part of it is my fire and wanting to be consistent with my people and having the energy to show up for them because I'm living the way that I need to live for myself. And so I feel like I'm continuing to grow and to like find my balance and find the right way of things to feel for myself. But I feel like this has been really good for me this year and good for my business at the same time.
Awesome. Oh, well, I hope you go to some magical places and I look forward to following your journey this year.
Thank you.
And for anyone listening, do you have a free gift to help them with their messaging?
Oh, yes, I actually do. Thanks for asking. So what I have, it's called the Message Clarity Kit, and it is totally free. It is essentially to help you start the process that we talked about today, start generating this clarity and honing in on what that message is that you have to share and how you start to be authentic and real in sharing it and how you communicate in a way that's going to land for your people. So this will help you get started with all of that. It's at messageclaritykit.com, pretty simple. Yeah, and that's fabulous start.
Awesome.
And I was going to say, and another fabulous resource would be my podcast, Unforgettable, which is a lot of these types of conversations specifically around like building a personal brand and messaging and clarity and communication and all of that jazz.
Awesome. So we'll have both of those links in the show notes. Thank you so much, Adria, for being here. Such a pleasure. And if you can leave us with one last message, what would that be?
That message would be that you are enough, that who you are is enough to show up as, that you don't need to be or do or have anything else, and that you can just show up as you and your people will be attracted to that.
Yes. Just be you, ladies. Thank you so much. Continue to be you, and we'll see you on the next Sistership Circle podcast.